Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning Simin Tof Lamed Vav. I did run through the very last Mishnah Berurah at the end of Simin Tof Lamed Hei, and we did it outside. I'm just going to read the last couple of lines, so B'ezus Hashem, we can say we did every single Mishnah Berurah inside. So picking up from four lines from the bottom of the last Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Hei from Simin Tof Lamed Hei. And there we were discussing that if a person did a Bedika, and then found chametz on Pesach. So he did a bedika, he did a bittul, and he had originally made a bracha, and now he finds something on Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Umkvar bodak ubitel kedino kodem Pesach umotzo chametz Pesach." Person did everything right before Pesach, then he finds something on Pesach. So yesh deos ben achronim im tzorach levarach. There are different opinions over here whether he should or should not make a bracha. One opinion says, "Kivin shekvar bodak ubitel kedino," since he did everything right, v'kiyem tekonas chachamim, and did exactly what he was supposed to do. Efshor de bracha rishona sheberech oz koi al kol mash yimtzo af betoch haPesach. So therefore, the bracha that he originally made counts for any chametz that he would find as well during Pesach. However, Dershu footnote number 17 brings down from the Shona Halachos in the name of the Prima Gadim and also the Morgan Ha'elef that you should make a bracha on chametz that became chametz on Pesach because that wasn't included in your original bracha on your bedikas chametz and your beer chametz. Bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Usafik brachos l'hokel. In general, when there's a doubt about making a bracha, which almost all the brachos are derabanan, so we always say Safik brachos l'hokel. That finishes up inside what we did quickly outside at the end of yesterday's shir. Now we begin Simin Tof Lamed Vav. This deals with a person, Hamefarish Bayam, Bayotzi B'Shayara, a person leaving his town. We'll see what period of time he's leaving before Pesach and his obligation regarding Bedikas Chametz. So the Mechaber starts off, Sif Aleph. Hamefarish miyabosho layam. Somebody's going overseas. He's going from his home across the yam. Or oyotze b'shayara, or he's going on a caravan. It's nothing to do specifically with going on the overseas. It's that he's going far away. It's not easy for him to come back. And also, they don't have the communications and the transportation in those days that we have today. So the eino miniach beveso mishivdok. He did not leave anybody back in his house that he instructed to do the bedika for him, or that would do the bedika for him. And again, they don't have cell phones. They don't have instant communication where you can ask somebody to do your bedika for you. So now you're stuck. You're far away from home. So if it's toch shloshim yom, if you're planning on traveling within 30 days of Leil Yudalid, so in this situation, Zokuk Livdok, you should do a bedika before you go. So a person's leaving, let's say, for Eretz Yisrael 2 weeks before Pesach starts, so he should do the bedika right before he goes. However, the Ramah says, V'lo yivarech oz al bir chametz. You don't make a bracha on this bedika, and you don't say al bir chametz. He brings this down from the Kolbo. So this is the first scenario over here, where he's leaving within 30 days before Pesach. As the Shar Etzion points down in Oz Beis, this idea of 30 days is based upon the Gemara telling us, Shoal and Bihuchos Pesach, Kodem LePesach Shloshim Yom, that we normally do things involving Pesach and the other Yom Tovim as well. We talked about this previously, 30 days before the Yontif, that's when you begin to focus on it. So therefore, if you're leaving within 30 days before Pesach, you should do the Bedika. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Aleph tells us, Rod Shalom, the Mechaber here is telling us, Shalot Tziva Li'echot Kodim Nisiyoso Shivdo Kishiyagi Ismano. He didn't tell anybody, either there was nobody to tell or he forgot to tell somebody to do the Bedika for him when it becomes Leil Yudalid. Because the Imina Li'echot, if he did in fact instruct somebody, his neighbor, to come in and do the bedika, then he doesn't have to do bedika 2 weeks beforehand. Because in this situation, his shaliach is like him, and therefore the shaliach is doing it in the proper time. He doesn't have to do something in the improper time 2 weeks before. We already learned in the Mishbur over there, the Lechatchila Toviosi Lemanos Anoshim Lebdika. He should make sure that he appoints a man who is understanding of the dinim and knows how to do a bedika properly. In those days, not everybody understood bedikas chametz, and therefore only the men who were learned were able to do this. An Am Haaretz man or a woman usually did not know how to do this properly. However, if he doesn't have an appropriate man, Yuchel Lemanos Kamish Lezeh, he could appoint a woman to do this. He could appoint a non-knowledgeable man to do this. The Stam default position was, as long as you instruct them what to do, it would be acceptable, although it would be preferable to have a Talmud Chacham who knows all the dinim of Bedikas Chametz do the Bedika for you, if possible. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, this is if you're leaving within 30 days of Yontif. V'afilu ein daito lachzor klal ad achar Pesach. This is talking about a person who has no expectation that he's coming back during Pesach. V'lo yira achamit shebeiso. So one could argue, well, the bedika is so in case you find some like we spoke about, you may come to hold on to it or actually even eat it, and this way you'd be over by your Abaye Matzah, or actually eating chametz on Pesach. But you're not going to be in your house, so this doesn't apply. Nevertheless, mishum demiyaz v'hala chol olav chovas abedika. Nevertheless, since it's within 30 days, the chiyuv, so to say, to do a bedika applies whether you're going to be there or not. The issue footnote number one asks a very interesting question from the Shelus Hatshuvah Shevet Alevi from Avazu Zatzal. And he brings down, which is preferable? Would it be better for the person to do the bedika 2 weeks beforehand by himself, because we say the principle, mitzvah bo yoseh mi bishlucho, or is it preferable for him to make a shliach to do the bedika in the exact proper zman? And he wants to point out from the fact that you don't make a bracha on the bedika beforehand, so it's not considered as good a mitzvah. Eino nechsheves bedika kitzuras takonas chazal. It's not being done in the proper way of chazal. And not just that it's nechsheves shenasis lo behider. It's not that you're really doing the mitzvah properly, not only that you didn't do the mitzvah in the optimal way. And therefore, he says it would be preferable, odif lekaima kitakonosa bizmana ayde shliach. So Rav Ozer Zatzal paskins that it would be preferable to have a person be a shliach for you on Lelel Yadalid rather than you do it yourself a week or two before. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that your Zakuk Livdok, in this situation, you're obligated to go and do the Bedika. When should you do it? So he says, Belailo Shalifnei Yitzios, so do it at the last possible night that you can before you're going away. Albeit, he says in Dir Shafutnah number 2, that if you're worried that you're going to be very concerned over here with your trip and you're going to end up being too busy, so the Kav HaChaim says you can do it the night before your last night. So the bottom line is, since it's not a chiyuv to do it on Leil Yadalid, there is no Leil Yadalid for you, so therefore you should do it as late as possible, but do it in a way that will guarantee that you do it, rather than a situation where you may forget to do it because of your tirda, you're so concerned over here about your trip. Mishmur continues, he says, that you have to do this lor haner. You have to do your bedikas chametz over here with a candle. And you likewise have to do a bittul afterwards for any of the chametz that you didn't see. Exactly like the halacha is on the normal situations. He brings down in Dershu footnote number 3 as well, that you have to do the cleaning of the house before you do this bedika, and as well he says that you're not allowed to do any malacha or eating or drinking before you go and do this bedika, according to the Prima Godim. That you shouldn't do anything before you do the bedika applies not only on the light of Yadalid, but on whatever night you're going to do the bedika, that has to be the first thing that you do. Then furthermore, he brings down from the Prima Godim the following. While the Morgan of Rum says that normally when we do the bedika on Leil Yadalid, so we burn the chametz on the day of Yadalid, so the Prima Godim says over here, Shalechatchila Yochel Sarfu Balaila. Here, when you're doing the bedika earlier, for example, you're doing the bedika on Leil Gimel, so then you're allowed to do the Sreifa of your chametz at nighttime as well. And the reasoning the Prima Godim says is as follows, that when the Morgan of Rum says that you have to burn the chametz the next day, that's because that's partially being done to remind you to also do the bittul the next day. But here you're not doing the bittul at any specific time. You can do the bittul here over here at night. So therefore you can do the sreifa at night as well. Another reason why the Ramah said that you should burn the chametz the following day when you do bedika on Leil Yadalid, and that's because it should be like nosar. And nosar is a carbon that is past its time, so you do the sreifa then. So too, when the day comes, it's so to say nosar. So we burn the chametz that day. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down that this only applies on Leil Yadalid to the day of Yadalid, the Zman HaIsser. But here, when you're burning, let's say, the Chametz on Gimel, so there is no Noser concept over here, so you can burn it at night as well. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vim Shochach Livdok Balayla, if the person, for whatever the reason, didn't do the Bedikah, and let's say he's going away on Gimel, he didn't do it on the Leil Gimel, so then Yivdok Bayom, he does it during the day. So if he has children in his house, young children, and he has to leave food for them for breakfast for the next day, and there's nobody else that can do the bedika, if he's going away, he should make sure his children aren't in that house, and he should put the food for their breakfast or whatever it is for them in somebody else's house. V'yizkor esbeis, so he should close up his house after he does a bedika, which his house is now baduk. V'yizkor esbeis, so habaduk. Shlo yachnis shom shum adam old chametz, and nobody else, especially children, don't bring in additional chametz, because if they do, the lahachi ma'amol bedikaso. Then what did the bedika do? The children still bringing in their Cheerios. V'meniach beveso ishto ubanu v'neveso akdolim. If he is leaving, however, he's going away, but not his family, and he's leaving his wife and his older children there, Sheesh Bam Das, and they're obviously knowledgeable people that can go and make sure that the house remains clean. V'cholim livdok, and they do the bedika. Ain tzorach livdok klum kol demitzios. So then he can rely upon them to do the bedika on Leil Yudalit. He doesn't have to do it when he leaves earlier. But he has to command one of them, he should specifically instruct one of them to do the bedika, as we've already learned, Kanal Basif Kotan Aleph. He says as well, look in Simon Tofla Medalid, there's nothing wrong with him also doing a bittel in his location where he is, even though he has asked other people to do the bedika, the beer, and the bittel, because you never know, maybe they didn't do it, something came up, and this way his bittel will work as well. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masku Zokik Livdok says that if a person forgot to do the Bedika, the Mogen Avraham says you actually have to go back to your house and send a Shliach to go back to your house to do the Bedika if you didn't do this when you left within 30 days before Pesach. The Beis Meir, however, says that if you forgot, then you don't have to. You can just do a Bittul right then and there, and that would be Dai, and this is also the opinion of the Chok Yosef. However, this is in a situation where they do not know for certain that there's chametz over there. Abul im yodeh shiyesham chametz yodua kibetza v'yoseh. If you know that you have a large amount of chametz over there, at least the size of a kibetza, then even the Beis Meir would say that I hold like the Morgan Avraham, that you have to either send the shaliach back to do the bedika for you, or you have to travel back and do the bedika. Again, today, with modern communication, you can call somebody and ask them to do the bedika. In those days, they didn't have that option. However, he writes, Ochein im nogeelo dovrzela hefsid meruba. If you're leaving where you are, having to take a trip all the way back to your house, is going to be a large financial distress for you. And sending a shliach would be the same thing. So then he brings down from the Sefer Mogin or Elef, the Eino Mechuyav V'day Bebitl. In that situation, would be very difficult for you to go back yourself or to send the shliach back. Then you could just do a bittel and it would be okay. This is similar to the halacha if a person is going to do a V'dvar mitzvah, bittel alone would be fine. Or if somebody's doing a mitzvah to save somebody from a river flooding or from a fire, etc. So a bittel in his heart alone is adequate. So too over here, if it's going to be a financial loss to him, a significant financial hardship, bittel alone would be fine. Sivkat and Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah says on the Ramah that says you do not make a bracha in this situation. It's only when you do a bedika on Leil Yudalit that the rabbis say you should do a bracha. Because that's the start of the beer, and therefore you can make a bracha al beer chametz because you're going to go and put that aside and burn it the following day. The bedika is the start, so to say, of the beer, as opposed to when you're doing the bedika much earlier, within 30 days of Pesach, but much earlier than your dalid. In this situation over here now, you're not burning it. You're taking that chametz. You find a bag of bagels over here. So you're going to go take it with you on the road because you're going to eat it for the next 5 days. You still have plenty of time before Pesach. So therefore, all you're doing is removing it from this house to another place that you're going to. And therefore, you don't make the bracha al bir chametz. The Chofetz Chaim has a large discussion about this in the Bir Halacha over here, Dibra Maskul V'lo Yivarech Oz. And he says, this is the opinion over here of the Mishnah Berurah that he just brought down, which is the opinion of the Levush. However, he brings down from the Bach, the Besoch Shloshim Yom Tzorech Levarech. The Bach says you do have to make a bracha if you do the Bedika within 30 days of Pesach. And he says, V'rak Hechi Shetzorech Livdok Kodim Shloshim Yom in Tzorech Levarech. It's only if you're going away more than 30 days beforehand that you don't make a bracha. And he says the das of the Pri Chodesh, the la'olam tzorach levarach kevin the chivu chacham livdok. And the Pri Chodesh says anytime you do a bedika, you have to do this because you're doing what the rabbi said. And therefore the rabbi said make a bracha, and therefore you make a bracha. He goes to a further arichus about this, see the rest of this bir halacha, and he ultimately leaves it with a tzorach iyun. He's not sure what is the halachically correct best way to do lemaisa. Dershu footnote number 10 further discusses this, but I will go to the last three paragraphs of Dershu footnote number 10 to talk about an interesting question over here in regards to Kodem HaBedika. Do we have, when you're doing this Bedika well in advance of Pesach, do all the other laws of the Bedika apply? So we already spoke out that you have to use a candle, you have to check in the Chorim and the Stokim, so that applies. But what about washing your hands? So he brings down over here, in the name of Mishnah Berurah, that we previously said that you should wash your hands before you do the Bedika because of Nikias, because of cleanliness purposes. So the Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down over here that it's only Dafka B'Bedika B'Zmana, when you're doing it the Bedika on Leil Yudalit, as opposed to when you're doing a Bedika Shelo B'Zmana, She'eino Ketakano. So it's not like the rabbi said, because you're not making a bracha, therefore, Ein Tzorach Litol Yodav. If you're not making a bracha, he says you don't have to wash your hands. And he says, what about the minhag of putting out the 10 pieces of bread? We had discussed this previously. Allel Yudalit, some have the custom, some don't have the custom. But certainly for those who have the custom of putting out the 10 pieces of bread, so should they put out the 10 pieces of bread if they're doing the bedika before Leil Yudalit? So he first brings down from Dayan Weissetzal, the Minchas Yitzchak, and he says, She'eino b'chal minog zeh. You don't put out the 10 pieces of bread. And he said, the minog that was brought down by the Ramah to do this, it was that Shelo Yiteh Brocha Habdika Levatola, because if you didn't find bread, so you could theoretically say it was a Brocha Levatola. And since you're not making a Brocha over here, therefore this reasoning doesn't apply, and therefore he says you don't put out 10 pieces of bread. And in fact, he says, Sha'af Adiv Shelo Lanicha, you should not put out the 10 pieces of bread, and I think that's because we had pointed out previously there's a concern that you may not find all 10 pieces of bread, and then you have a problem. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down the reason that the Ramah said over here that you don't do it because of the bracha isn't the only reason. He says, the Arizal brings down from a Kabbalistic reasons, al pisod gadol, that a person should put out the 10 pieces of bread. And therefore, according to this reasoning, whether you do the bedikah on Leil Yudalit or you do it any other time, you should put out the 10 pieces of bread. He also brings down as well from the Chok Yaakov that when you put out the 10 pieces of bread, it spurs you to look a little bit better because you're trying to find those 10 pieces of bread. So therefore, it's a good aid to anyway to put it out even if you do the bedikah before Yudalit. Now we continue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Kodim Shloshim Yom. If a person leaves before 30 days before Pesach, more than 30 days before Pesach, so then Ein Tzorach Livdok. There is no mitzvah in this situation to do a bedikah. And the Ramah adds in the name of the Torah, Ukishamagia Pesach Yivat Lenu. And just when Pesach arrives, before the sixth hour, Gomi Mevatel any chomis that you know about, that you don't know about, that you have in your possession, you don't have in your possession, you do a bittel, and that will be fine. The Mishbura explains in Siv Katan Hey, that the lo chol olav takonis chachamim, the rabbis never instituted bedika for more than 30 days before Pesach, so therefore it doesn't apply. However, the yeshom chametz yodu, the guy knows he has a couple of boxes of Cheerios over there, yeshom and the chayel uvair called him shietze, then he should get rid of them before he leaves. However, the yesh mekilim adover, he brings down, you can see this is a Shaar HaTzion, Oz Tes, the name of the Ran, the Lush, the Chok Yaakov, the Yerabah, the Prichodosh, the Mekor Chayim, the Mayra Mordechai, and as well the Chidush Ritva, they're all makel over here, and one can be makel over here, and you don't have to do a bedika. So, one can rely upon this opinion, but then, what happens to this chametz after Pesach? Is it called chametz shavah l'sa Pesach? So, in this situation, the issue footnote number 6 brings down from Moshe Feinstein's that's al negris Moshe, shu asu b'hanah, this Cheerios that you left over there, you didn't have a bedika, you weren't over by your raw, by your matzeh, but you have to say that this is chametz shavah l'sa Pesach. However, he adds that our minhag is to sell it to a non-Jewish person, and therefore, none of this would apply, because this is chametz that you sold, and it's not your possession. It's not chametz shavah l'sa Pesach. So certainly, we would all sell our chametz that we had over there, so this would not apply. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav tells us that you should be mevatelit when you get to Erev Pesach, b'makom mishum, wherever you are, you're mevatelit. And he adds, da'af, da'ein roe ha'chametz over mishum ba yatmin, even though if you don't see it, you're not over ba yirah, ba yimatzeh, you are over ba yatmin. You shouldn't hide your chametz away. D'holo bitla me'ikara, because as he brings out the name of the Vilna Gaon, if you didn't do a bitl over here, then you would be over ba yatmin. And therefore, we do a bitl, and as I pointed out, we do a sale to the Nochri, if we know we have chametz over there, and this removes the problem of chametz she'ovel l'vasa Pesach. With this, we conclude today's shir.